Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're delving into an innovative study that explores how mitochondria, the powerhouses of our cells, behave in a specific type of brain cell called microglia. These cells play a crucial role in our central nervous system, acting as the first line of defense against injury and infection in our brains. But there's a twist. It turns out that mitochondria are not distributed evenly within microglia at all. In fact, some processes of these cells are completely devoid of mitochondria when they're actively engaged in surveillance, moving toward injury, or even engulfing dead cells. Let's break this down. The researchers behind this stunning discovery utilized a combination of advanced imaging techniques both in mice and human tissue samples. They created a special mouse line where microglia and their mitochondria could be labeled with fluorescent markers, allowing for real-time visualization of these cells in live animals. This setup made it possible to observe mitochondrial behavior while microglia conducted their important functions like surveillance and response to tissue damage. In their findings, it was revealed that microglial processes involved in constant surveillance and rapid chemotaxis, or movement toward injury sites, often lack mitochondria. Surprisingly, these processes only receive mitochondria after a delay once the cell responds to damage. This suggests a high degree of subcellular heterogeneity within individual microglial cells, showing that different parts of the same cell can exhibit different behaviors and resources. When the researchers analyzed the microglial processes in both mouse and human brain tissue, they found that the amount of mitochondria varied significantly between different parts of the cells. For instance, microglial cell bodies contained larger networks of mitochondria, while some processes had none at all. In fact, 75% of the processes that were actively moving toward a lesion site didn't contain any mitochondria initially. This poses interesting questions about how energy distribution within these cells is managed and suggests that mitochondrial presence is not necessary for every function. The concept of mitochondrial motility was also a focus of the study. When microglia were imaged over time, it was found that mitochondria did not move in sync with the cell's process movements. In fact, the processes that were highly motile typically had no mitochondria, indicating that microglia may prioritize different energy sources depending on their activities. It appears that when microglia extend their processes to probe the environment, it might be more effective not to carry mitochondria with them at all. Now, no study is without its critique. A scientific reviewer pointed out a few strengths and weaknesses of this work. On the positive side, the researchers provided a robust methodological framework and set clear statistical analyses, something essential for reproducibility in scientific research. However, it was noted that while their data was mostly accessible, the raw data from their own experiments seemed limited. More transparency about data availability would be beneficial for other researchers wanting to build upon this work. Additionally, there were concerns about potential confounding factors, like how the physiological states of the mice, especially under anesthesia, could affect microglial behavior during their observations. A little more addressing of these variables could enhance the rigor of their conclusions. As for the novelty factor, this research brings a fresh perspective to the field of neurobiology, especially with its focus on mitochondrial distribution dynamics in live microglial cells. By marrying traditional biology with cutting-edge imaging technology, the researchers opened new avenues for understanding how microglia react under different conditions. In conclusion, this groundbreaking study not only sheds light on the complex roles of mitochondria in microglial cells but also brings to the forefront the importance of examining cellular behavior in their natural environments. The findings imply that microglial function, surveillance, and response may be energetically optimized through careful mitochondrial placement and motility. So, what does this all mean for future research? This study sets the stage for investigating how such mitochondrial dynamics might change in neurodegenerative diseases or conditions where microglial function is impaired. As we continue to unravel the mysteries within our brain, one thing is clear: there's a lot more beneath the surface than meets the eye. Thanks for tuning into SciBud. If you enjoyed today's dive into bioimaging and cellular dynamics, be sure to subscribe and join us for more exciting explorations in science.